Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yerushalmi, Psachim, Daf Tezvav, where we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're talking about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim relating to what is the halacha? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem? The mitzvah of destroying one's chametz. How do we fulfill that mitzvah? So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. And if you get rid of your chametz without burning it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. You don't violate Ba'al Rabbi Yematzeh because you don't have any chametz. But you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And the Rachachamim say, no, you do. You do. Any way you want, you can fulfill the mitzvah. And we just went back and forth in terms of the makar. In terms of the makar, and the last thing we had, the last statement we had was Rabbi Yehuda didn't have an answer to the knockout of Nosar, but that's still the makar. That still is makar, even though the Gemara here does not give an answer to that question. So the Gemara says now, four lines from the bottom, Tini. Tini. So, Ad Shalohi Giazmani Biuro. So we have two brises. The first brise says, until the time for Biur comes, what does that mean? So the Karban Eid has 2 days. The second day means Chatzos. Until Chatzos, at mevaro b'chol davar. Until Chatzos, you could get rid of it in any way you want. But mishihigiyaz man biura, once the time for Biur comes, that means after Chatzos, the time that it's Asur Daraisa, then at mevaro b'sreifa. Then you have a chiyav sreifa, the Asya Krib Yehuda. That brisa, this brisa is like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, meaning the Iker destruction of Chametz is with Sreifa, and that's why once it's Usar, you have to burn it, and that's the parallel to Nosar, as the Karban Eid here notes. When do you have a chiv to burn Nosar? Once time runs out of eating it, and now you have to burn it, so after it becomes Usar to eat, so now you have a chiv to burn it. So too by Chametz. Once Chametz becomes Usar Daraisa to eat by Chatzos, right, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's when you have a chiyuv to burn it. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's the first brisa. But is Tani Tani, we have another brisa that says, Ad Shalohi Giazman Biuro, the opposite. Before the time for beer comes, At Mavaro Besreifa. So then you could do Sreifa. Why? Because this is the Shita, as we'll see at the Chachamim. The Chachamim knocked out the Kal V'Chomer by saying, remember what we had on yesterday's daf, they knocked out the Kal V'Chomer by saying, right, that it was the top of the Amud, on the top of this Amud Dalam base. What? So later on, you're not going to, there's a kula that comes out of it. Later on, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So they only have a problem. They knocked out the Kal V'Chomer with the later on point. Later on, not going to fulfill the mitzvah. But they would agree to the Kal V'Chomer, according to the Yerushalmi, earlier in the day. So the Chachamim agree, Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, earlier, before the time of the Isser. Actually, Giyazman Yisurat Mavara Besreifa. Because then you have the Kal V'Chomer for Nosar. But Mishi Giyazman Biuro, once the time comes, and then you knocked out the Kal V'Chomer, as we saw up top, Ad Mavara B'chol Dover, so then you Mavara it with any way you want, via Asya, Ki Rabbanan. And it comes out, and that Brisa reflects the Shita of the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, one more Shita, Rebbe Omer Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. Right, get rid of the chametz. Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. Davar, and then we darshan from there by destroying. What do you have to, how do you fulfill this mitzvah? Davar Shehu Bal Yira Bal Yematzeh. Destroyed in a way that it won't be seen and it won't be found. Ve'zazeh Zebisreifa. By burning it. Right, if I destroy it in some other way, if I crumple it up, it's still found. It's still found. It's matsui. Only if I burn it, will it not be around? And that's what the Gemara says. This is a different makar for Rabbi Yehuda. Not Nosar, but this din of Tashbisu Sa'or Mibateichem. Right, we mentioned a few times outside, but we didn't mention it inside yet. Maybe in the Hagdama we did, and that's the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tes. Right, we mentioned Reb Chaim a couple of days ago. Reb Chaim says maybe the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is how do you look at the mitzvah of Tashbisu? It's not just based on limudim. But Rabbi Yehuda says the maisa is the focus, is a kiyum. That's why it's a lavanita glase. But the Chachamim, the ikar is not so much to destroy chametz, but just to make sure you don't have chametz in your house. And the way that you do that is by destroying it. But it's result-oriented. So the Reb Chaim said that that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Minchas Chinuch does not say that. But he does have the Chakira. He does have the Chakira. Mitzvah Tes. I don't know, we might have read this in the introduction, 2 weeks ago, but let's read it again. Cause this is what we're talking about here. The mitzvah of Tashbisu. Hine loch ora ye suffik, says the Minchas Chinuch. Im ha mitzvah saseh hi, shiye ha chametz mushpas, is the mitzvah to make sure there is no chametz in your house? Is that the mitzvah? Vim yesh lo chametz, And if you have chametz, chutz mimash over alosasei to bal yirah bayimatzei, besides violating the isser of bal yirah bayimatzei over alosasei, you also violate the mitzvah sasei if you have chametz, then you're not fulfilling tashbisu. Vim ein lo chametz, ein lo over balav. And if you don't have any chametz, you don't get the avera, and you also fulfill the mitzvah b'shev al taaseh. Once in a while, you have a mitzvah sasei b'shev al taaseh. Like the mitzvah on Shabbos to rest. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of resting on Shabbos? By not doing malacha. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of destroying chametz? By not having chametz. So that's why it's really a mistranslation what I just said. According to this approach, it's not, the mitzvah isn't about destroying chametz. It's about having chametz destroyed. Or having chametz, having your house empty of chametz. That's the mitzvah. Come up with Shabbos. V'yantavik as I say the Shabbason. V'achanami ikra mitzvah kanchalo yeh chametz birshuso. V'hu mushbas mirshuso. So that's one way. And therefore, according to this, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to go buy chametz before Pesach in order to destroy it. If you have no chametz in your house. Just don't have chametz. You fulfilled it. Right? And let's say somebody, you're about to burn your chametz and somebody is so consumed in the mitzvah of Pesach, he gives you a body check, he takes your chametz and he burns it for you. Does he owe you 10 gold coins? Right? Asor zehuvim. According to this approach, no, because the mitzvah is that it's not there. And so what he did the ma'isa, but that's not stealing. It's about the result. So do you say that and a number of other nafkaminas? O dilma, or the next paragraph, what do we say? No. The mitzvah alav bekum va'aseh diyashbis ha-chametz. The mitzvah is to destroy. V'mein lo chametz, lo kiyam aseh. Just like, he compares it to, if you don't have a beggar at the four corners, then you don't have a mitzvah. Right? Nehi din over, you're not going to violate. If I don't have a beggar at the four corners, I'm not violating anything. I'm not doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So too, if I don't have chametz, okay, I'm not violating, I'm not doing the mitzvah. That's an amazing comparison. So, kemo hasam, de mitzvah alav likos talos, kadid l'kayim mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Just like I would say, you know what, go buy a four-corner garment to put tzitzis on it. Go buy chametz to destroy it. Right? That parallel. Right? And therefore, if somebody grabs it from you, he'll have to pay for it, and other nafkaminas. But those are the two approaches of the mitzvah of tashbisu, according to the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So we ask a question which has nothing to do with us, because the question after it has to do with us. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Petra chamor shehemis bamehi misaso. Petra chamor. What's that? I have a firstborn donkey. So what does the Torah say? And the parsha's bow, firstborn donkey. There's a status. There's no kedusha, but there's the only time that there's a status to something not kosher. Right? There's a status of the donkey that I have to give, take that donkey, switch it with the sheep and give the sheep to the Kohen. And if I don't give the sheep to the Kohen, then I have to kill this donkey. Right? Petach Hamar tifteh v'seh v'im lo sifteh v'arafto. So what happens if I have a Petach Hamar, which I didn't get around to redeeming yet, and it killed somebody, Rachmana Litzlan. So now it's a Chamor Haniskal. So what do you do with that animal? How do you kill that animal? Because originally, if it wouldn't have killed, then if I didn't redeem it, so I have a mitzvah of arifa, you have to break its neck from the back, which is basically like saif. But now that it killed somebody, there's a mitzvah of skila, right? Shor haniskal, right? An animal has to be stoned. So which is it? Ba'arifa o beskila? Which one? So this has to do with, once you have a certain status that's achieved, do you say that, oh, skila is more chamor? So do you say, like the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, Nidon Bachamur, if somebody's chayev two misos, or do you say, it's already a gavra ketila, he's already a dead man, and therefore the first status, like Ein Isser Chalal Isser? So that's a question that's discussed here. If you look in the Gilyon Hashas, in the back, not the Gilyon Hashas of Akiva Eger, but if you look in the Gilyon Hashas here on Yerushalmi, who is I think it's Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, the Shaul Meshiv. So he talks about this question. He says, even though the animal's going to die anyway, even though it's supposed to die anyway with arifa, with breaking its neck, so how could you give it skila? But the answer is, because there's a possibility of redeeming it and switching it with a sheep, so you can't say its destiny as of yet is arifa. And after all, what does the Mishnah say in Becharos? Mitzvahs Pediyah, Kodem L'Mitzvahs Arifa. That's what you're supposed to do. Mitzvahs Yivam, Kodem L'Mitzvahs Chalitza, Mitzvahs Pediyah, Kodem L'Mitzvahs Arifa. That's what you're supposed to do. So, because that's what you're supposed to do, you can't say it's already labeled with Arifa. You always have that possibility. That's the suffix of this, of the Gemara here. Ba'arifa o b'skila. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Levi Sha'al, Chalos Toda Shenasu Nosar. What happens if you have Chalos Toda that become Nosar? And now it's Pesach. So you have to burn, right? Chalos Toda Shenasu Nosar. Do you have to burn it, right? Chametz, according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Nosar and Chametz. But according to the Chachamim who say that Chametz you destroy in any way. So what if you have Nosar that became Chametz? Right? Because Nosar is, again, it has to be Chalos Toda. Why? Because 99% of Karbanos Mincha are Matzah. So you have to have the Shaila about burning it in Erev Pesach. Right? There's very few. The Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, right? That's a Karban Tzibur. We're not talking about that on Erev Pesach. Right? But so where are you going to have it? The Chalos Toda. The 10 of the 40 loaves of a Karban Toda are Chametz. Right? So if that's, so what happens if it's Nosar and it's Chametz? So Nosar has to be burned according to the Torah, and Chametz, according to Chachamim, you could just destroy and crumple up. So what do you do here? If you have Chalos Toda, that's Chametz, how do you destroy it? So, Neymar, so Gemara says, Im Nasa Nosar Achalo Yigi Yezman Biuran, if it became Nosar before the time of getting rid of the Chametz, meaning let's say it's a day 13 of Nisan Toda, so by the, you wake up in the morning of the 14th, it's already Nosar. So Nosar comes first. If Nosar comes first, Nosar means you have to burn it. So if Nosar comes first, then Atamavaron, switch, we're flipping the gear, so here, Bisrefa, right? They have to burn it because Nosar came first. But Mishigiyazman Biuran, but what happens if you brought a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach in the morning when you're not supposed to? Right? Erev Pesach in the morning, so then the Isra of Chametz comes before the Isra of Nosar, which is only the next morning, and therefore Atamavaron Bechol Davers. Then Chametz comes first, so the halachas of Chametz come first, and you destroy it in any way that you want. Good. Halacha base. Second Mishnah here in this parak kol sha. Chametz shel nachri, sha'avar lava pesach. Chametz of a goy. A goy does not keep, pesach. A goy is allowed to eat chametz on pesach. If I, after pesach, I have chametz of a goy, after pesach, it's mutar bana. There's no iser because there was nothing wrong done. To show Yisrael aser bana. But a Jew's chametz on pesach, even after pesach, is aser bana. This Mishnah is holding that that's an iser daraisa. Right, we don't paskin that way. We paskin chametz shalav or pesach as an issa derabanan, but this mishnah is paskin as issa daraisa because it's saying only of a Jew's is aser, but not of a goy. Shene'emar, this shene'emar is going back on the first line. How do you know that chametz of a goy of a lava pesach is mutter? Shene'emar lo yira'e lacha to you Jews, and not to goyim. Right, the Pnei Moshe says in the middle medium lines. Aresha koy. This pasuk is referring back to the first line of the mishnah. Chametz shel akum mutter, mishum shenemar leiru alacha. Shelacha yataroeh, avataroeh shel achirim. So that's a case of a goy's chametz is mutter after Pesach. What about this tricky case? Nachri shel ves Yisrael al chametzo. What happened if a goy lent a Jew money, and then what was the security? What was the chametz? A pie of pizza. So a goy lent a Jew money, and the Jew gave a pie of pizza to the guy, basically saying, if I don't pay back, you keep the pizza. And he didn't pay back till after Pesach. So whose pizza was it on Pesach? That's the Shaila. And the Bavli says, it's not written here, but the Bavli says, it's a case where the Jew gave it to the guy. And says, it's not just that, a guy lent the Jew money. The Jew gave the pizza pie to the guy and said, if I don't pay back, you get to keep the pizza. If I pay back, then you give me back the pizza. So whose pizza is it? So says the Gemara in that case, mutar bana. That's considered the guy's pizza. So the guy's pizza, because he was already meshubid as a mashkon. It was already meshubid, leaned to the lender, to the guy, and therefore it's as if it's his. So that's why it is mutter bahana in that case, as we'll see. But for Yisrael, the opposite. For Yisrael Shilvas is nachri al chemso, right? What happens if a Jew lent a guy money and a guy gave the pie pizza to the Jew and put it in the Jew's house? So it's kilos of the Jews already. So al chemetzel achar pesach aser bana. Right, that would be aser bana because it comes out that it belonged to the place where it was. We see the lashon. Look at the last medium line of the Pnei Moshe. Ha'achar Pesach mutar bana tekiva demata zimne shekavalo kodem Pesach. Since the time came to pay back, v'lo pare igloi milsa lamafreya. It comes out to chamis de nachrihu. Right, it came out. This was the first half. Right, where a guy lent a Jew money. And the Jew gave the pie pizza to the guy. So the second the Jew doesn't pay back, it was always belonging to the guy. And it's not mechuzer, it's not lacking being collected. Shaharei, quoting from the Bavli, hirhinu etzlo. He already put it next in his rishus. Ubrishusi da'akum koi. Good. Last line of the Mishnah. Chametz nafal al mapolas. What happens if you have chametz that a whole building fell on? So you can't get to it in an easy way. Harehu kimivur. It's ki'ilu that is already destroyed. You don't violate by Rabbi Yamatze. Rabbi Gam Shimon Gamliel lo mer kol she'ina kelv yochal chapis achar. It has to be so deep that a dog can't get to it. If the dog could get to it, then he'll take it out of the rubble, and then it'll be a problem for you. But it has to be that. But either way, if it's covered up, harehu kimivur. If you look in the Bavli on Daf Lamed Aleph, there's a line there that doesn't appear here. When it's destroyed, when it's covered up by the building, says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, Vitzorach Shiyavata Belibo. But you still got to do Bittul. Even though it's under the building, you still have to do Bittul. Rashi seems to say there, that is a Din Durabanan. Din Durabanan. Shema Yifakech HaGal B'moi V'nimsa Over Alav. You have to do Bittul because maybe it's going to become uncovered. And then Vinimsa, and you could over a love. Sounds like from Rashi that Maker Adin, while it's under there, you don't violate. It's only because maybe you'll become uncovered. So the Pashas, Rashi, and the Ron there say it's a Dindar Rabbanan. Other Rishonim, there's a smock that sounds like it's Daraisa. You have to do Bittul, but it's not quoted here. Okay. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. So what did the Mishnah say? Chametz of a Goyan Pesach is Mutarbana. Even not on Pesach. On Pesach is also for a Jew to get benefit from any chametz. But after Pesach, it's mutter. So says the Gemara, 1 second. Chametz of a goy after Pesach is mutter bahana. Why not achila? Why not even eating it? So ha b'achila aser. Why if a chametz belonged to a goy on Pesach, there's nothing wrong with it. So why can't a Jew even eat it after Pesach? Answer: you're right, but it's for a different reason. Masnisa v'makam shlo nagu locha pas goyim. No, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you never eat pasakum. Right? Remember, this was a chumra lamaisa. Bishul akum is a halacha. Cholav akum is a halacha. Gvinas akum might be a halacha. But pas akum is a chumra. As the Rishonim explained that it was never accepted fully. And therefore, me'ikar adin, pas akum, as long as you know all the ingredients are kosher, if it was baked by a non-Jew, it's okay. So, but the Mishnah is talking about a case where there were no way not to eat pas akum. That's why it's asur b'achila after Pesach. Nothing to do with Pesach. Has to do with pas akum. But it's mutar banah. Avu makam shenago lecho pas goyim, but in a place where the minhag was to eat pas goyim, mutar afila b'achila, it would be mutar even b'achila. There is a major machlokas we've shown him about this. As I just mentioned, pas akum is a chumra we paskin and not a din. Says the Rambam, huge topic. Says the Rambam, this is only by what we call pas palter. Bakery factory bread. That's where we're mako, and it's only a chumrah. But what if it's a private neighbor that's making a cake for you? Right? Balabayas? Then that's also maker adin. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Machalz Asuros, Yud Zayin Yud Beis. Avavish Asur Paskoyim, Yesh Makomo Shemekilin Bedover. Some places are mako, but Lochin Pasman Anachtom, Hagoy. They buy baked goods from a non-Jewish baker, but Makam Shein Sham Nachtom Yisrael, where there are no Jews there to buy from. Bebreshi Shasat Chak. Aval pas bali batim ein sham misha morabo lahakel. Pas bali batim, no way, says the Rambam. Other Rishonim say, yes way. Right, other Rishonim say, yes, once pas akum is a chumra, it's a chumra. Right, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan summarizes all of the opinions. Just to read you the summary line, the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Yud Beis, that's the sermon about pas akum. He goes through all of the shitas and he says, when we call elu rayos bruros, from all of these rayos, it's clear. Dashas dilon eno machalek. Palter lebalabayas. Our Gemara is not machalek between a private person and a balabayas. V'chein tosfos arosh v'gam some of the Yerushalmi psachim sover kein. Right? Our Yerushalmi and psachim does not make any chilukim between a baker and a private person. Our Yerushalmi. Ella debekana Yerushalmi dea achas soveres kein. Good. So that's against that Rambam. We continue. Betocha Pesach Mao. What about getting Hana'a from Chametz of a Goy on Pesach? After Pesach, we just said it's Mutter. What about after on Pesach? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amamoter, Rabbi Yossi Amar Aser. I assume before, like the Rabbi Yossi, and that was Aser. It's Aser to get benefit from a goy's chametz on Pesach. Hesav, Rabbi Yossi asked 1 second. Vahatani, but didn't we learn Lo Yaskir? This is a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shita. who said this mutter. Lo yasker Yisrael is behemto legoy lahavi alei chametz. A Jew can't lend out his animal to a goy on Pesach because maybe the goy is going to transport chametz on it. And I'm going to get paid for that job, right? The rental fee, isn't that, that's called hana from chametz. So you see his usher. You see his usher to get hana from a goy's chametz on Pesach. Answer, no. Patala baba imo. You know why that's usher? Not because it's usher to get hana from a chametz of a goy. It's usher because you're walking with him and we're nervous. You're going to eat some. You're going to take some off the animal's back. Boimo. Says the Gemara similar. Vatani lo yasker Yisrael sfinasa lagoy lahavi ala chametz. You're not allowed to rent out your boat to a guy to bring chametz on Pesach. Aye, isn't that because of the rental fee? And that's called getting hana from a guy's chametz on Pesach. You see his asur. No, patala boimo again. You're the driver. You're the driver. You're the sailor. So again, it's, no raya. Vatani, this one you can't give that answer. Vatani lo yasker Yisrael as beso lagoy. You're not allowed to rent out your house to a guy, lahavit li tim b'tzach ha-chametz, and the guy's gonna put chametz at your house. Right? Is l'chamemar b'dori mo? Question mark. You can't say that you're living in the house with the guy. Right? You rented, he's renting the house. So you see from there, why are you not allowed to rent it? Because that's called getting hana'ah from a guy's chametz on Pesach, which is asr. So it's a kasha under birmia. No answer given. No answer given. We happen to pass in like the, maybe because of that tuftia, we pass in the other way. Or we pass in as asr. We pass on that it's usher to get hana'ah from a goy's chametz on Pesach, right? That's in Tuf Mem Gimel. Tuf Mem Gimel Aleph. If I could just get it for a second. Tuf Mem Gimel. This is the wrong one. Tuf Mem Gimel Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Rashaila kol shashish is mutter banav, Rashaila machol en Yehudi. And it talks about how you're allowed to get hana mitchilas shishis v'lamala asru gam b'hana, asru gam b'hana, right? Everything is asru b'hana, even a guy's chametz. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Now we have a number of statements relating to Pesach from Rav. Gago shel goy shahayasamach legago shel Yisrael. We have two roofs, right? Remember, roofs were like used as yards. My roof and a guy's roof are next to each other. But it's gago chametz b'gago, shall goy l'gago shall Yisrael. A guy's chametz rolls onto my roof on Pesach. Push it away with a stick. Don't pick it up with your hands. You might eat it. Push it away with a stick. If it's Shabbos or Yontif, Rav Amar kol v'lakli. If it's Shabbos or Yontif, it's muksa. It's muksa. So therefore, you just like put a bowl over it. You don't want to forget and come to eat it. Rav Amar. Tzarech, this line is huge. Tzarech lomar. A person needs to say, let's read it first. Kol chametz sheyish li b'toch beisi v'eini yodea bo yibatel. Any chametz that is in my house that I don't know about is batel. This is the source for the bitul number one that we do at night after bedika. The Gemara in the Bavli only says bodes rosh yivatel. The Bavli does not say any nusach. The nusach comes from right here. The nusach comes from Rabbi Yushalmi. Kol chametz, we happen to do it in Aramaic. Another Rishonim talk about a kol chametz. Any chametz sheyish b'toch beisi that I have ve'eini yodea bo yibatel. So there's two big discussions we have to have on this line. Number one, tzarech sheyomar. Tzarech sheyomar. You have to say it. You can't, like, bittel's not believe. So there's a lashon of Chazal in the Bavli, tzarech sheyivatel belibo. You have to say it. You don't have to articulate it. Can you think bittel? Big topic. The Torah, the Beis Yosef, discuss whether you can do bittel believe or you have to verbalize it. Number one. Number two, what is he saying here? The Gemara just says this is what you have to say. Do bittel on chametz she'eini yodua. So I just said, this is talking about the bittel we do on at night after the bedika. But the next morning we do a more all-inclusive bedika, all-inclusive bittel, because at night, you're not being mevatel what you're going to have for dinner, or you're going to have for breakfast, so you just say on chametz she'eini yodua. The next morning you're going to say bittel for everything. But it could be one girsa of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah quotes a girsa of the Rambam, that bittel does not work on chametz yadua. Most Rishonim argue. But there is a girsa of the Rambam. Beis, and chametz umatza. The Kesef Mishnah quotes, Umay yashbasa, hadi destroy chametz, zu amur batar hishi yasur chametz hayadua lo mirshuso. You have to remove all chametz that you know about from your rishutz. V'she'enu yadua yivatlenu belibo. V'yasamo so ka'afar. Zu anuscha shebesifer rabbeinu shebiyadenu. That's the girsa that the Kesef Mishnah quotes, right? That's what the, and then what is the girsa? She, Frankel, Shapsi Frankel, Sheyavata l'chameis b'libo, v'yachshavoso ka'afar, v'yasim b'libo she'im b'rishus l'chameis klal. Put in your heart as if you don't have any chametz in your rishus, v'chulu. And he continues. So again, that's not a gersh that we have. But this is, so this is, says here, any chametz that I don't know about, according to the Rambam, that gersh will be, yeah, this is even the morning one too. You can't be mevatel chametz that you know about. Oh, it's meaningless. It's sitting in your rishus. If it's meaningless, just get rid of it. So that's, this line is crucial. Rav Amar also, Tzorach Lomar, right? What does the Bavli say? Tzorach Shivarech. What bracha? Tzorach Lomar. Shekha Shem Zivanu al mitzvahs biur chametz. Right? We don't say mitzvahs biur chametz. Right? Al biur chametz. Right? We say biur before the bedika. Because bedika is just the beginning of the process. You don't make a separate bracha on the bedika because it's part of the same process. But you don't do just say the bracha on the biur in the morning because bedika leads to the biur. So you say the biur, right? I say the bracha on biur before the bedika. That's how the Mefarshim explained it, including the carbon ha'eda. Why do we say al biur and not leva'er? Big discussion in Sachem Dav Zayin in the first parak, in all the Rishon and what the rules are for al and le. Al and le. This is the bracha, again, also one of the brachas that we say only once a year. Rav Amar, hatach be'is ocham e'tzorach leva'er. What if I plastered my wall, the house, with chametz? I know I needed some, what's it called in this country? Spachter, right? So I use some chametz. So you have to be mevayer it. It's still, as long as it's still edible. Tani Amar, Shimon Elazar, Batik Shasso, Kopas, Batel. But one second. Shimon Elazar says, if you make some dough into like a bench of some kind, so it's Batel. So doesn't that prove that once you redesignate it for food, it's going to be Batel? Pater La. Two answers. Either we don't, that's a machlokas. Oh, Chalukan Amar, Shimon Ben Elazar. The second price is just a Das Yachid. Oh, hahin, kupas moes, he. Or say, the bench we're talking about is where the chametz became disgusting. So if it's already designated for something other purpose, and it's disgusting, then we say, one does not violate in that case. Period. There is an interesting minhag that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here, in Simin Tuf Membe Sifav. Nohagu, there are those that scrape their walls. Nagu lagarer haksalim v'hakisos. Right, there are those that scrape their walls and chairs. Shenaviam chametz that chametz touched. The yesh lemamashi yismochu. And there is what to rely on. Meaning, it sounds like they don't have to do this, but they have what. Mean, it's not crazy. Yesh lemamashi yismochu. What does that mean, Mr. Brura? Rotsa lomar de'ain lilog ala minog. Don't make fun of it. Lomar shu minog shtus v'chumra yisera el yesh lazes smach. Minha Yerushalmi. De Isa Shah Matok Beso Batsek Chayev Levayer. So this line in our Yerushalmi is a smach to that seemingly above and beyond type of minach. But again, here our said Batsek Shaso Kupas. Right? Regular, Batsek before. But again, what did he quote? Right? Hatok Beso Batsek. Right? The first line. Right? Where is it? Right, talk beitzo, but our gersa says chametz, right? Our gersa is that you actually plaster with chametz, so that you understand. But what is the Shulchan Aruch quoting is something where the wall wasn't plastered with chametz. Chametz might have touched the wall, so that's already a step beyond. So Mishnah Berurah say, okay, maybe it's a remez here, but it's really a step beyond. We continue. Says the Gemara, Yisrael v'goy shoyibon b'svina. You still got something. We got a very important line coming up. Don't leave now. Right, a Yisrael and a Goy that are on a boat together. The chametz biad Yisrael, a Jew has some chametz, but it's Pesach. Harei u'demochol a Goy, sell it to a Goy. Wow, mechiras chametz, selling it to a Goy. O nosto lo b'matana, or give it to him as a matana. The chozer v'lochim in alachar Pesach. Wow, right? You buy a bed. The Gemara says mechiras chametz, and it's pretty clear from the sounding of the Gemara that the plan was always to buy it back. As long as you have to give it as a real matana. It can't be a matana masla hachzir. Even though that might work in other areas of halacha, but not by chametz. Continuing. Omer. If you look at the other girsa, says the Omer hu Yisrael agoy. Ach, atalokeach b'mana. Bo lakach lemon time. You can make some kind of deal with the guy beforehand. You know, but instead of buying it for 100, I'll give you 200. Asha dolokech l'chami goy, bo v'kach l'chami Yisrael. You know, don't buy from a goy. Buy it from me. Buy it from me. Shema, and look what this line says. Shema etztarech v'ekach memchach rapesach. buy it from me because maybe I'll need it after Pesach. The Jew is even telling the guy, I'm going to buy it back after Pesach. But it's not almanas. It can't be almanas. You know, I'm selling it to you, almanas, and you sell it back to me. That doesn't work. It has to be a matana gemura. But the Gemara says, beferish, that the Jew is telling the guy, you know what, better buy from me, because you know what, in 2 weeks from now, I might need some chametz. So therefore, he doesn't say I'm going to buy back from you, but it's clearly the intent of the Gemara, and this is definitely a remez, or even more than a remez, for the minhag of Klal Yisrael today. We continue. If I rent out a house to a friend before he started moved in, then I, the maskir, I have to do bir chametz. I have to do bedika, bir bishikanis latocha, but once he's in, hasocher chasorach levayr. But that's called chovas ador. Bedikas chametz is chovas ador, like mezuzah. Amar b'shibin, emasai, when do we say that the maskir is going to be chayiv, bizmancha masalos, the socher is going to be chayiv, bizmancha masalos amavteach? If he did a kinyan and he got the key, avodancha lo masalos amavteach, enosorach levayr. But if he didn't get the key yet, he can't get in. So what? He might have done some other type of kinyan chasaka, but if he can't get in, he can't get in. You can't say he has a chi of a beer. Skip the next word. What happens if you happen to give your key to a neighbor? Who has the chi of beer? He's the only one that can get into your house, but it's your house. It's a machlokes. Do you go, but what if somebody has a key, but he's not planning to go in, or he is planning to go in? So machlokas Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. And in time on, we learned in a Mishnah, Maseches Taharos Hamoser Mafteich Olam Haaretz. If you give your key to an Am Haaretz who's not so zahir in all of halachas, Habayis Tahar, you don't have to assume he went in, because when you give him a key, the assumption is that he just knows I have to guard from the outside. I'm not going in. So Habayis Tahar Shlo Maser Lo Ela Shmir Hamafteich. I gave it to you to hold on to the key and maybe to look from the outside, nothing more. Tani Rabbi Shimon Mitame. But there's another brayso that says no. If an Am Haaretz has it, then you have to be, everything in the house is tame. Right? Why? Because you assume that's misiris mafteach, means you have rishus and authority and you're inside. And therefore it is, mitame. So that's a machlokas tanan. One final halacha for today. You know what? We're gonna stop. We're gonna stop by Goy Sheba. The Shem will pick up next time as we continue with these very lamais halachas in Parakol Shah.